Let's head to Markazan right now and talk some Hornet baseball as we bring in head coach Dean Slark, whose squad is off to a 3-3 start this year. Coach, much like everybody else this spring, how's it been trying to get your team ready to play baseball when Mother Nature's not cooperating?
It's been tough. We're in the same boat as everybody else, though, so you can't really have an excuse for that. But, you know, a lot of gym time. It's very difficult to simulate a lot of the situational stuff and, you know, get the feel for throwing off a dirt mound and hitting in a outdoor arena. So it's been tough, but, you know, everyone's in the same boat, so you can't really hang your hat on that, you know, have an excuse in that area. So,
you know, Markazan's a team, obviously you got a lot of baseball tradition there with, you know, a lot of three-sport athletes and stuff, but did you guys get some time to play baseball in the off season and before you got things rolling here for real this spring?
We sure did. Many of the players on our team this year were very committed to their Legion program, they made a nice run in the postseason, not making the state, but just some good experience for a lot of guys that were role players last year or had very little time on the field. So those opportunities were great for them, and I think you'll see the result of that as we move through the season, and then we start to get system down and get some playing time on our belts.
Coach, let's talk about your squad this year. First of all, you know, up on the hill, you bring back some guys that threw last season.
Yes. You know, we have a junior, Chase Osterhaus. He's I think one of the best pitchers last year in our conference. But he'll be the one this year. And every time he gets the ball, you know, we expect to be in the game. And he's a real good baseball player. He plays a lot of baseball outside of season, is extremely talented. And then we also have some guys that threw some innings. We did lose some big pieces from last year, three seniors that were very important. But, you know, we still have three to four all-conference type players, first-team all-conference players coming back. And, you know, they need to step up, and some of them will be pitching more innings than they're used to or have in the past because they weren't needed. So, but, you know, it'll come with experience so that they can hold down the fort as a number two or three pitcher.
Coach, how about behind the plate? So who's catching this year for the Hornets?
Well, that was a big question mark. And we know we lost Sage Stellmacher, who was an All-State caliber player, and he's playing in Upper Iowa this spring. But he, we're going with Hayden Quaid. He was an All-Conference infielder for us last year, a senior. He's been doing a nice job for really first time since middle school, really doing any catching. So he's just learning the ins and outs of it. But he's been real good at receiving, working with the pitchers, and just fine-tuning a lot of little details. But he'll be fine back there and give us a chance. So that's the guy we're going with.
Coach, let's talk about your infield. Can you kind of go around the infield and talk about who's going to be playing there for you this season?
Yeah. You know, obviously, Osterhaus will be a infielder when he's not pitching. We have another senior, Aiden Schmick, who was an all-conference outfielder, but he plays all over the field. He played first base for us last year a little bit too, and he can play third, short, whatever it might be. Trevor Roberts is another big piece to our team. He's an all-conference utility player from last year. He plays second base mainly, but he'll also be doing some pitching for us. And then we have a Brady Belter, another senior who's going to be at first base, and he's been kind of hidden behind the Gilbertson boy from last year. So this is his chance to step in, up and take advantage of his senior year. So we are kind of senior-laden across the infield this year, which is good, but some of them are somewhat inexperienced with the talent we've had in the past.
How about the outfield, Coach? Talk about your young man out there.
Yeah, obviously we have Aiden Schmick can go out there as well, the senior, but also I think a kid that's going to turn some heads this year is Jaden Walker. He's will be our center fielder. He was an All-State wrestler and just an all-around good athlete, and he played quite a bit last year. And then we have a couple young pieces at the corner of the outfield, you know, guys like Jager Yonke, a junior, and even younger guys like Kyle Henning and Garrett Heber, a freshman. So they're all kind of fighting for those spots, but the centerpiece is definitely our center fielder, Jaden Walker.
Talking with Markazan baseball coach Dean Slark. Coach, numbers-wise, program top to bottom, are you happy with where you're at, or where are you at numbers-wise?
We're at about 22 to 24 players on varsity and JV, which makes it a little bit tough. It's a few less than I'd like to see, but it's a number at a small school. I think a lot of schools are struggling with numbers in every sport, so we just kind of go with what we got. And but I would like to see a few more, but you can't change that.
What do you think? If somebody hasn't seen the Hornets play, would you describe the MO? Have you kind of figured out what this team is, mojo is going to be through six games this year?
We're going to have to be a team-first mentality team. Guys moving places or stepping up to the mound, the pitch, or whatever it might be. But I think, you know, the MO has always, with Mark Stan's always been to expect to win and also you know, throw strikes and give yourself a chance and make the other team earn what they're going to get. So that's what we really strive to have our kids prepared and ready to do the little things right. And that's continued this year, hopefully.
And the last time, three times they had conference races, I believe Mark Kazan's been up on top. And even though, like I said, you've had some weird years with the COVID and such, a kid's coming up through the program, do they kind of know that expectation, knowing that, you know, Mark Kazan baseball, you have expectations every year to be right in the mix for a conference championship and to make deep playoff runs?
I hope so. You know, we have youth camps, and, you know, I stress from, you know, fourth grade on up that they're doing our warm-ups the same way, that they're doing all the little things the same way that the varsity does, signs, everything that I always strive, I really preach with the coaches, so that by the time they become a high schooler, they understand that, you know, at a young age they were doing a lot of the preparation work to be at the big stage and when they get to high school. So, yes, that is an expectation.
Coach, Trailways North, just what does that conference look like here this year as you get things going?
I think it's there's some really good teams in the north that, you know, I knew they were young last year, and teams like Oshkosh Lords, Oakfield, I think CWC has a quality squad, obviously Tim Polk and PGL, Princeton Green Lake will be in the discussion again, and we lost our second game to Randolph this past weekend, so. So I think it's pretty up in the air, but there's some really good squads and really some really good pitchers coming back from some other teams. So it's going to be a dogfight, and it's not going to be – I don't think there's going to be an undefeated champion this year like there has been in the last couple of years. So it should be a lot of fun and pretty competitive conference, and I think a lot of these teams will also represent us well in the playoffs as well.
Coach Dean Slark, Mark Kazan Baseball, appreciate you getting me your scores and your information this season, and good luck to the Hornets. We'll probably chat as the season goes along.
Thank you.